Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Let's get into the Word of God. Let's pray. Father God, may everybody that's listening to this podcast be blessed in one way or another, in Yahshua Jesus' name. First of all, I want to say these things to you about Barakah blessing. Barakah blessing. Proverbs 10:22, it talks about, you know, the blessed of the Lord that make a rich and add, you know, saying no sorrow, he make no sorrow with it. And the word blessing and the word is Barakah, and it means you'll get a blessing from God without trouble, without sorrow, without pain, without working for it, just his favor in your life. I just want to put that in your spirit that there's a season now where that type of Barakah blessing is coming in my life as well as your life. If we do what is right in Jesus Christ's name. All right, so let's get into the main subject here. Pleasing God is the main thing that we supposed to be doing. Pleasing God. So Proverbs 16:7, if you read it, it says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. This renders a secured life when you please God. Okay? When you go to do those things that are right in his sight. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, let's go on. Did Christ do the same thing? This is number two, the characteristic of Christ, Matthew 3:17. It says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So he did those things that were pleasing in God's sight. Amen. Now, far as ministers, true ministers, 1 Thessalonians 2:4, the aim of a true minister, is your next one, 3. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which tries our hearts. Okay, so your heart be tried when you're trying to do something for God. God is seeing if you're doing it for him or you're doing it for people, men and women. Are you trying to please that woman? Are you trying to please that man by what you're saying in the Word of God? God wants you to say what he told you to say. And that's how we get in trouble when we try to say things that God did not tell us to say. Amen. So today, I want you to begin to practice doing things that please God. Because that's where all blessings flow. Now, if you would go to 1 Thessalonians 4:1, it says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you to by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. See, if you want to come into more blessings, come on, Shanda de Bokosha. If you want to come into more miracles, more healings, more breakthroughs, whatever you're looking for, do it as you're doing it unto Jesus Christ, but also, you know, through Jesus Christ to God. Amen. This is so important. Now, if my last one here dealing with the, you know, pleasing God is going to be Hebrews 13:16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Your reference there is 1 John 3:22. This is so good when you do kind acts, when you say kind words, hallelujah. Benevolence is very important. Do what you're doing to please God, not man. And when God looks at your heart and he sees you actually doing it for me, it blesses his heart and he's going to bless your heart. So today, if you want those type of blessings, Barakah blessings in your life that make of rich and add no sorrow with it, he'll give it to you just because he favors you, just because he loves you. I'm praying that you do that today. in Jesus' name. Now, I come to you today. Nobody knows Jesus Christ. I ask that you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, by saying, God, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my sins. Okay? And I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in my life. In Jesus' name. Now, if you have said that, I believe that you are saved. You can contact me at 470-458-8748 if you need to talk. Amen. All right, so I hope that this has blessed you today. In Yahshua Jesus Christ's name, Shalom.